right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the midst of getting our third Elder Scroll. You know, okay, hang on. Is this our first gargoyle? Ah! Get away from me, you gargoyle brute! So Serana's mother, this is all a part of her plan, is to lock Serana away with one of the Elder Scrolls, and then she herself will leave this plane of existence and go to the Soul Cairn with the other Elder Scroll.
Are we ready then?
I think so. Let's get that portal open. Let's definitely get into that Soul Cairn. I am curious. Cannonball! Hey guys, I just wanted to jump in here really quick and say something. I'm going to post this on the next Skyrim video and on the next Fallout 4 video because I realized Christmas really snuck up on me this year, and this is going to be the last video that I upload before Christmas. And I just wanted to say that over the past couple of years, this channel is up over 100 subscribers. It is almost at 10,000 views. I think it was about like 9,500 when I last looked. And I am so thankful to have you guys here hanging out with me as I play these games. I always think, at the risk of sounding cheesy, it's not just the things that you do that make life meaningful, it's the people who you do it with. And playing these games with you guys hanging out with me versus by myself, this has been some of the most fun I have had playing games. And I thank you guys for that. I am really enjoying this, and I really hope that you guys are too. And yeah, with that, I just wanted to wish you guys a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. And with that said, let's get back into the game. Creations. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here in the main menu, but this is new. They're play creations at your own risk. What is this? So I believe there is usually a mods section, but we don't have that this time. We have creations. Legendary Dwarven Delves. What is this? Arquebus. Purchase 600 whatever this emblem is. A circle with a lightning bolt through it. It looks like a lightning. No, it looks like the flashes symbol. This quest can be started. It's a quest. And it says it's lore friendly. That's pretty cool. Once the quest is completed and a side is chosen within the Civil War after the Jagged Crown quest, you will be approached by a courier with a letter saying, with a letter to report your discovery within Thuncharn Thumbs, to whichever side you choose in the quest line, and introduce the Arquebus to its, okay, what does it do? Benefits from the archery skill tree. Okay. Yeah, so it's an archer thing. New content added. What? This is... Oh my goodness. How do I go back? Escape? What is it? Winterfrost Plus Edition. Experience an enhanced experience with new assets and audio. Available exclusively in the Plus Edition. Winter, a lore-friendly home that boasts many attractive features. This is by the Dog of War. Wow, yeah, I'm sorry, like, I'm just blown away by is this all kinds of... I don't have any of the currency. How do I get the currency? Or rather, is there anything that's free? Horse armor. Yeah, that's a big joke from way back in Bethesda's early days. Ebony High Hrothgar, Gold High Hrothgar. This is crazy, yo. The Adventurer's Backpack! Oh my goodness! I was told about this so long ago. Don't head off into the wilderness without your Adventurer's Backpack. Yeah, it gives you additional things and it also increases your carry capacity. But it costs 400 currency. Okay, here, purchase credits. What is this? I gotta go to the Steam. Okay, this DLC may not be appropriate for all ages. Nudity and sexual content. Well, yeah, we just saw that a second ago because they have improve the female bodies in Skyrim. So I'm gonna put in my birthday here. December 4th, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I just had my birthday recently. No, not 1901. Good lord. This is really cool. Like, are you okay with... Sure. How do I go... Oh, no, here we go. View page. Okay, so I assume I'm going to need to pay real money for this, right? I'm not even sure if this little pop-up window I'm... Downloadable content... A GTX 470, that's what I got. Well, no, I got some a bit better than that. I don't know what this is. I don't know. I was just... Ah! Dang it! Okay. No, I didn't want to exit the game. Okay, hang on. Let me get back into the game here. No, I just thought... If there are little character creation bonus quests, that would be really awesome. Okay, here we are. Credits. This is probably game credits. That's not pay credits. I don't know. Okay, here we go. We're going back into the game. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so cheap when it comes to game stuff. It's really hard for me to spend money on games, you know? And yeah, I don't know if it's going to cost me like $10, for 100 credits or whatever in order to do some of that stuff.
Anywhere, just out of this.
Even though if they do have like fan created lore friendly quests that have been approved, well, I guess whether or not they have been approved by Bethesda, I don't know. I feel like that would be like a fun little side thing to do, you know? Check out some of these, like, fan-made quest lines. But, yeah. Oh, well, and also, yeah, I mean, like, maybe even doing a little bit of modding to the game. I mean, because I can play Skyrim pretty fine without the game crashing. Which means I have room for modding. So yeah.
This must be that beautiful Skyrim weather I've always heard about.
I can mod the crap out of this game until it crashes regularly on me. But all right. That is for another episode. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the midst of getting our third Elder Scroll, which we need to be able to walk in the sunlight as vampires. That is what I believe. And Serana's mother has the third scroll. And in the last episode, we opened up this little tomb. I assume it's a tomb. Wow, okay, yeah, I just got the clearing noise. Just had to make sure that there was nothing back behind the staircase. Valkyhar Ruins. This is where Serana's mother's been hiding, and apparently Serana's mother has the final Elder Scroll. All right, let's be on our toes here. Okay, she has been locked in here We have a pull chain. All right, Serana, look alive.
We're getting close. I'm sure of it.
Yes, I got my fireballs. Oh, jeez. That just slammed really hard.
We've never even seen this part of the castle before. Be careful. I don't know what might be around.
Okay, so this is even new to Serana. This goes way back. I mean, we have established that Serana, and I guess all of this, goes back to the Merithic era.
Who's there?
Yes. Blowing up a skeleton. Dead.
Something.
That was an amazing fireball explosion there. All right, we still have, I assume, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I assume we have 5 more skeletons here.
Who's there?
No, I'm out of magicka. Get him, Serana. Good job, Serana. Ah, dang it, fine. Where is my... No, why am I doing a Flame Atronach? Here we are. Swords. Including one of them is Dawnbreaker. Ow, that hurt really bad. Oh, whoops, that is not everyone. You know, since when are skeletons so difficult? Good gracious. You know, I don't know if it is the growing skill level or yeah, if skeletons are scaling up with me, but my gosh, I remember when skeletons were basically a one-shot kill of whatever weapon. You know, like I could just cough on a skeleton and it would die just and then it crumbles into bones. But now, geesh, 3 fireballs or 3 or 4 hits from Dawnbreaker. The frick with... Oh, here we go.
Who's there?
You know, okay, hang on. Is this our first gargoyle? Ah! Oh, sorry. I ran the wrong way. He's chasing me! I did not, and I'm stuck on a ledge! Get away from me, you gargoyle brute! Let me jump off the balcony! Ooh. Oh my goodness gracious. Why was he not chasing Serana? Fireballs. Yes! That was a nice big blast of fire, and I'm out of magicka. Gosh, I cannot wait until I get that. Fireballs cost half magicka.
We're getting close.
All right.
I'm sure.
That got my heart pumping this morning, ladies and gentlemen. That was scary. I got all turned around. I ran the wrong way, and I ran right back into him. Ooh, Flawless Garnet, Iron Ore, and Silver Ore. Perfect. I think I kind of said that a little quickly. I said Silver Ore. Here, let me quick save. I feel like I was getting a little reckless on that one. I could have died. Where did he even... I know this is not the way. I'm kind of just exploring at the moment, but there's nothing back here. Is there something else? Oh, okay. It was that swinging, spiky rope. He was standing right there. Yeah, that swung in front of me, and it scared me. Okay. I've already quicksaved, but let's quicksave again, just for safe measure. We got our,
knew I heard something.
Got our fireballs out. You see, look at that. One whole fireball attack did not kill that.
That'll teach you.
That skeleton. Holy crap. Now, okay, I guess that does make sense. This is armor wearing skeletons. Sure. I'll accept that. 99 lockpicks. And this door is... I was gonna say... I got 99 problems and this door ain't one of them, if that's even how it goes, but... but I tried to replace problems with lockpicks. Drop this stupid cast iron pot I picked up.
We're getting close. I'm sure of it.
Why, we're getting close, Serana says. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that was neat. All the fire lit up. The quest marker is not through a doorway. It says it's in this room. Yeah, my destruction's at 49. That's what I'm waiting on upgrading here. Ouch. Crouching. Yeah, I'm not quite hidden because I hit a... Oh, jeez, it's another gargoyle! Okay, well, that did very little. You know what, let's do... I don't have enough 4-4 Addy either. All right, Dawnbreaker and Bound Sword. We're going to get back into some swords work, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, that is doing some damage. He's almost dead. Yes.
Where'd you come from?
Who are you talking about? Oh, another skeleton. Come on, Dawnbreaker. Give me a sweet explosion. Yes. Wonderful. I have missed the sweet Dawnbreaker explosion. Oh, another skeleton. You know what? At least these aren't like Draugr Death Overlords. That would be horrible. This is some serious armor, though. Good gracious. I mean, how many times am I hitting this skeleton? Sheesh. That was ridiculous. All right, these gargoyles, they have a lot of good stuff on them. Look at this, like a garnet, a moonstone ore, and a quicksilver ore. That's amazing. Okay, let me go back to my fireball. I'm so excited to get, because once I hit 50, level 50 in destruction, I'm at level 49 now. Once I hit level 50, I can get adept level spells cost 10% less, 50% less. Cost half the magicka. Because I'm so excited. I've been waiting so long for Fireball. What I need to do is do some enchanting and get me better magicka stuff. There's someone walking around here. Oh, shoot. Serana, is this it? Is this a guy, you think?
We're getting close, I'm sure.
I have another gargoyle brute right here. Oh, no, I hit Serana. Okay, well, it's not him. My magic is regenerating really fast. What I need to do is go back to my house and get my Archmage robes and the Savos Aran amulet, which basically doubles your magicka regen speed. You know, this part of the castle is not that bad. I can't believe it's not in use anymore. Oh, well, it's probably not in use because Saran's frickin' mother is hiding down here. Oh, a chest! Yeah, this door opened up out onto a balcony overlooking everything, and there's a chest off to the side. All right, let's quick save. We're gonna proceed on upstairs. Yeah, all of this dark castle fantasy stuff. Like, I was like really excited to get back into this, because I started The Witcher season 2 last night, and I'm kind of out of the Witcher series at the moment. I have never played the games. Which is kind of funny. At some point in time on my channel, I would of course love to do a Let's Play of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. And, oh,
who's
crap.
There?
Skeletons! I totally missed! But his fire killed him. The fire hurt him. Okay. You know what? It is perfect, though. I have just enough magicka after a fireball shout to conjure a bound bow. Yes, I'm getting the skeleton. Yes. But yeah, I have never played the games, and if I ever did a Let's Play, I mean, I would probably, of course, start with the Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I have read the first book, Blood of Elves, and I read that.
Who's there?
Like 5 years ago. It was a while. And I bought the second book, and I never read it. And I also watched the first series, the first Netflix series when it came out. Great. There's another gargoyle up there. Oh yeah, sweet. And when did the first Netflix series come out? In like 2020 or 2021? So it's been a while. So I jump in to season 2 last night, and I'm like, okay, I need a refresher. I might have to go back through season 1. But I think I'm keeping up with it fine. All right, here we go. I'm just going to attack this guy just right now. Oh, he didn't do anything. Watch this be Serana's mother. I hit the gargoyle and he didn't do anything. There's a chain behind him. Huh. What to do, ladies and gentlemen? Should I pull the chain?
Close. I'm sure of it.
This is very much like, I dare you, you know? Okay, yeah, I'm just taking scout of what else is around here. I guess I have nothing else to do but pull the chain. But yeah, in The Witcher, of course, Henry Cavill is fantastic. He is perfect for that role. And I also love it as well whenever the actors are really into their role, because I guess Henry Cavill himself, he is a self-proclaimed big nerd, and I believe like he has read all the books, he has played all the games.
We're getting close. I'm sure of it.
And he loved being Geralt. And it kind of stinks that I guess he's gonna hand Geralt off to someone else. Which is cool, but then it also kind of stinks because Henry Cavill was such a great Geralt.
We're getting close.
That was our brief Witcher segment here as we play Skyrim. All right, let me pull this chain here and watch this guy. Let me get my fireballs back out. Okay, here we go. Okay, no, this...
We're getting close. I'm sure of it.
That statue didn't do... Ah! Okay, no. Ah! He like, flew at me! I mean, he legit flew at me. Okay. I feel like I did a horrible scream in that one. Oh my gosh, my voice is starting to hurt. I think this is the most I've ever screamed in a Skyrim episode. Yes, killed the gargoyle brute. What are we all chasing after? Oh, another stupid skeleton. Okay, well he's dead. What kind of good stuff do we have in this gargoyle brute here? Corundum ore, flawless garnets, iron ore. Ancient Nordic arrows. It's my... Oh, wait,
who's
what?
There?
Did I leave a ruby behind? I did. Wait. Serana, this is your own skeleton. What are you doing? Serana's fighting her own skeleton.
Oh, no, you don't.
Welp, the game's broken. Maybe I don't want to mod it too heavily. Or else bad things will happen. What is this staircase? Did I come down this staircase? Oh, no. This probably opened up with the gargoyle. It did. Okay. There was nothing else behind there.
You're not getting the
best of me. Was here. There was nothing else behind here. Was there. Good grief. Okay. So I guess I could have ran in here and then pulled this chain and then the gate could have dropped. But no. We defeated the gargoyle with glory. Oh boy, here comes another gargoyle. Hang on, let me take a quick drink of coffee here. Okay, so what am I holding right now? Dawnbreaker and Bound Sword. I gotta get out my fireball because I need to upgrade my... I need to update. Level up my destruction magic. Here we go. Got him. A very nice big hit. All right, Serana, stop fighting yourself and get over here and help me. Here, give me Magicka potions. I want to keep on using my fireballs. Why is he okay. He's in the sunlight. I was like, why is he glowing yellow? More Magicka potions. Let's level up this destruction magic. Nice. Well, we killed him. So much good ore and stuff off these gargoyle brutes. These guys aren't too bad, but I am also on novice as well. This is an expert lock here at the top of this staircase. There it is. I don't know if lockpicking is easy or if I'm really good at it. I take a lot of pride in my lockpicking skills. And there are some just really bright, beautiful lights coming on through these windows here. My vampiric powers grow as I hunger. Am I going to turn into a vampire myself at some point in time? I should try that. Okay. We're in some sort of armory room here. Oh my gosh, Dwarven Bow of the Freezing. Looks like that's an amazing weapon. That's the only... Okay, no. There are other weapons I can take. Steel Battle Axe of Fear. Okay, hang on a second. Hang on. Is this a game mechanic? I do not think there is any lore reason that a dwarven bow should be down here. Well, actually, you know what? Maybe. Because the dwarves also lived in the Merithic era. So maybe whoever owned this castle way back when, maybe they stole a bow from the dwarves. Okay, never mind. Maybe there is a lore background for having a dwarven bow. Well, that was amazing. One shot kill on this guy, but he wasn't wearing a lot of armor either, so that makes sense.
We're getting close. I'm sure of it.
Serana, you have been saying that for like 15 minutes now. Okay, I have three passages I can go down. What is this? A shrine of Dabella? Okay, this guy is going to be a tough one. Why is that guy... Oh, crap. Let's do a quick save. This is a skeleton guy who is going to be very tough. Let me just use all my Magicka potions. Why not? I've had them for so long. Ah! Okay. Whoop. We had a broken skeleton just come gliding in here. I better not kill Serana as I'm just blasting fireballs. Let's go to more Magicka. I cannot wait until I get this level up. Good grief. This is going to be the celebration of the century once I get this destruction level up. Dang it. Once again, I'm out of Magicka. I only have enough for three fireballs. Serana's still alive, right? Good. Oh, good. Everyone's dead. No, they're not. Who's shooting me? Oh, it's that guy. Hold on, Serana. As Serana prepares something to cast. This guy's mine. Yeah, give me a kill animation with fireballs. Nice. Perfect. All right, let's check out the statue of Dabella. I didn't take vampires to be worshippers of Dabella. Is there anything? Can I like leave an offering? Or no, this is just it? This place might not always have been a vampire house. Maybe...
We're getting close. I'm sure of it.
Maybe whoever was here before, they were simply just worshippers of Dabella. Okay. So this is the lower level. This is straight ahead. This is a balcony. What is this room? There is this little, like, stage, and then a bunch of tables. This appears to be some sort of great hall. And, oh gosh, I picked up a stupid bow. I didn't want that. Yeah, this appears to be some sort of great hall. And there's a place, it looks like there could be tables there, and there's a place for leaders to address people as they eat. And this looks like it goes down to another balcony, it does. Or is it a theater? Is it a theater? Because we have two balconies here and a stage. Yeah. Yeah, this could be a theater, actually. Okay, this up here might be some place where all the ritzy people got to hang out before the show. With dead skeletons everywhere, what kind of... Oh, okay, it's a troll skull. I was like, what kind of skull is this? I assume this is going to probably let us back out to where we... to a place that's familiar. There's a large door there. Hold on. I'm stringing through this whole maze here. And... There was a very large gate over there. Here, let me get over there and check that out really quick. I mean, is this anything? Can't open it. This might be my way out. Yeah, okay. So maybe when all is said and done, this will be the end, the exit, okay. Okay, yeah, yep, that's fine. Oh my gosh, Serana. Now we gotta walk all the way back up and around. But yeah, that's a really cool hall there. Not at all sure what it's used for, but I have my guesses. All right, here we are. So now we're back out into some sort of entrance hall here. And these doors look like it could be the entrance to a castle. These are some gigantic doors. All right, let me quick save. This is probably it. This is probably where Serana's mother is. Okay, here we go. Let's meet... Oh, gosh. Okay, we got a gargoyle here. This gargoyle is, like, sitting at its... Oh, there's another one!
We're getting close, I'm sure.
Those are probably decorative gargoyles. Oh, gosh. I take one step forward, and we get slammed with the final room noise.
I'm sure of it.
Serana? Okay. Oh, gosh. We have two gargoyles in here. Three gargoyles in here. One of these is probably four gargoyles! Okay, I'm very afraid. One of these has five gargoyles. Oh, good gracious alive. Ah! Here we go. It's on.
Where'd you come
it's
from?
On. Serana, I can't believe you said something so ridiculous. Serana goes, where did you come from? As I'm running around counting the gargoyles.
Knew I heard something.
Okay, here. I'm getting out Addy for this one. Magicka. Whoa! He flew at me again! Addy, help me out here. I don't even know why I'm holding Dawnbreaker. Gosh, I got no hits on him. Got him, though. Oh crap. Oh, there is the whatever it is I'm saying. The battle music. Vampire Lord. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this! Wow, I'm a vampire! Yes, it's Vampire Brute against Vampire Brute. Oh my gosh, I'm killing this guy. Yes, another one down. Who else wants some? You, vampire that is stuck in a rock. What do you want?
I don't think we've reached the top yet. I bet there's some kind of secret passage around here.
Oh, well, thanks for pointing out the obvious, Serana. Well, lucky for me, I cannot activate anything while I'm in my vampire mode. Can I even open doors? No, I can't. Okay, I wonder if this fireplace moves. It looks like... Wait, what? Turn candlestick! Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, it looked like there was some sort of doorway molding.
We're getting close, I'm sure. Leave it to my mother. Always smarter than I gave her credit for.
Oh, I love that! A passageway through the fireplace? Oh, that's wonderful. Gosh dang, I want to loot these things. That's all right. I'm sure there's nothing I can't figure out. I can't live without. Ooh. Okay, we got another. And how many, Bethesda? Is the game a little bit broken here? Like, how many enter the last room noises are we gonna get? This is a very spirally staircase. Okay, this is it. Quick save, open door. Okay, hang on. I wanna be out of this form. Whoa, okay. I sprinted forward. Revert form.
Look at this place. This has to be it.
Yeah.
I knew she was deep into necromancy. I mean, she taught me everything I know. But I had no idea she had a setup like this.
Yeah, I want to be able to talk to Serana's mother like a human being, and I'm going back down out to the bookcase because I want to loot this stuff. What do we have here? Gargoyle, ebony ore, silver ore, and a garnet. Beautiful. All right, where is the thing over here that I butchered? Nice, good stuff. Awesome. Okay, let's go back. This one is encased in stone. I want to know the story of this guy, you know? But it definitely is obvious that turning into a gargoyle is how they preserve themselves. You know, I guess that is the way that they go to sleep. But yeah, I'm curious about the guy that is encased in stone. That's awful. Talk about being caught between a rock and a hard place. All right, we got a couple of soul gems up here. Black soul gem. Soul gem fragments. Grand soul gem fragments. A black soul gem, nice. Ah. Okay, yeah, we got an enchanting table up here. This is a nice little catwalk area. We got all... It seems like Serana's mother was one for the alchemy. There is so... Purified void salt, so that's cool. River Betty. There are so many... Oh, boy. There are so many alchemy ingredients up here. This might be a minute. Oh, gosh. I just remembered my stupid alchemy room in Whiterun. Where I just accidentally dropped everything on the floor. Like, literally hundreds of ingredients are just laying on the floor. And I don't want to clean them up. Okay, we almost got everything here. A Nurn root, that's awesome. All right, there we go. I've collected all of the alchemy ingredients. Okay, and there's a doorway here. Oh, the Valkyhar balcony. Okay, I'm going to save that. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, I don't have an arrow anymore. All right, this must be it. Well, what are we doing here, Serana? Oh, this person is busy. Busy doing what? What do we do? There's a bull here. Do we need a blood sacrifice? Alright, I feel like Serana's mom might come out of this hole in the floor. Oh, we got a nice little library over here, too.
Look at all this. She must have spent years collecting these components.
Yeah, this is amazing. What is this thing? What do you mean? Okay.
I'm not sure about this circle, but it's obviously something.
Finely ground bone meal I took.
Let's take a look around. There has to be something here that tells us where she's gone.
What exactly are we looking for?
My mother was meticulous about her research. If we can find her notes, there might be some hints in there.
Okay. Your mother maintained quite a laboratory.
I had no idea her laboratory even existed. She had an alchemy set up in her drawing room, but nothing that even comes close to what's here.
What did she research?
Looking at the equipment and materials, it looks like she was trying to advance her necromancy.
Of course. Seems like everyone is into necromancy these days. To what end?
I don't know. Certainly not longevity. Kind of a waste of time for a vampire.
Yeah, it seemed like she wanted to do something with gargoyles. Did your mother keep gargoyles here?
Not that I ever saw. My mother had a bit of a thing for magical constructs. Not what you're thinking. She just found them fascinating.
What was I thinking? What is Serana insinuating here?
I remember she used to keep a small journal. See if you can dig it up.
Okay. There's a small journal around here, and Bethesda is not giving me a quest marker. Let's try her library. Her Bane's bestiary. That sounds kind of interesting, actually. This is something on the ice raids. 17 of last seed, there's no year. Sure, yeah, I mean, I'll take that. True nature of the orcs. The dowry. That sounds like a drama story. Here we are, right here on the bookshelf, Alerica's journal. All right, what do we have? Okay, I just saw something. Okay, this isn't a lot. 27th of last seed. Harkin's short-sightedness is becoming a serious problem. I've warned him time and time again that his foolish prophecy would cast far too much light on people, and yet he refuses to so much as listen to a word I say. I've become less of a wife and more of an annoyance in his eyes. Devoting attention to my work is the only solace I find while enduring his ridiculous crusade. I read that really fast and well, and as I'm reading this, I'm like saying in my head, don't mess up, don't mess up, don't mess up. This is the next day, 28th of last seed. I've had a breakthrough today. I was able to attune the portal vessel of the soul cairn properly by using a small sample of ingredients. Oh, I remember the soul cairn. I've never been there myself, but I remember it from other Let's Plays. It's from watching other people's Let's Plays. Looks like a crazy place. Although the portal opened only for a few seconds, I'm confident that with the proper formula, it can be sustained indefinitely. I feel like I am missing a key ingredient, something of sufficient potency that can resist the forces trying to prevent my intrusion. Communing with the ideal masters has proved worthless. They speak in riddles and offer no assistance whether I ensure them a steady supply of souls or not. If I'm to escape Harkin's clutches, I need to keep the portal open long enough to carry me away from here forever if need be. Third of Hearthfire. I don't know how much time that is. I've done it! After wasting thousands of gold coins on components, I've discovered how to sustain the portal. I'm listing the components below without the proper amounts for my own protection. As a secondary precaution, I am combining my own blood into the formula, which should prevent anyone from being able to duplicate it. And follow me into the soul cairn. The formula consists of finely grained bone meal, which I picked up, purified void salts, which I also picked up, and soul gem shards, and I know where those are. Using the proper measurements, place the above in the silver-lined portal vessel and add blood as a reactive agent. I will make my way into the soul cairn tomorrow after I gather my things and prepare for a potentially lengthy exile. More importantly, I must enact my plans with Serana and follow her to Dim Hollow Crypt as soon as possible. Okay, Dim Hollow Crypt is where I met Serana, correct? So Serana's mother, this is all a part of her plan, is to lock Serana away in Dim Hollow Crypt with one of the Elder Scrolls, and then she herself will leave this plane of existence and go to the Soul Cairn with the other Elder Scroll, all to ensure that Larkin never gets both Elder Scrolls to finish his plan. That's brilliant. Good job, Serana's mom. Oh. Okay, speak to Serana. Serana, I have figured it all out.
Any luck yet?
I have found your mother's notes.
You did? Let me see them.
But she is stuck in a crouch. Okay, maybe I don't want to mod the crap out of this game, at least not until I get a stronger computer. What's this Soul Cairn that she mentions?
I only know what she told me. She had a theory about soul gems, that the souls inside of them don't just vanish when they're used. They end up in the Soul Cairn.
Why did she care where souls went?
The Soul Cairn is home to very powerful beings. Necromancers send them souls and receive powers of their own in return. Ooh. My mother spent a lot of time trying to contact them directly, to travel to the Soul Cairn itself.
If she made it there, we'll find her. That's a lot of confidence.
That circle in the center of the room is definitely some type of portal. If I'm reading this right, there's a formula here that should give us safe passage into the Soul Cairn.
Okay, Bethesda, come on. I can read a book. My only dialogue option is, what do we need?
A handful of soul gem shards, some finely ground bone meal, a good bit of purified void salts. Oh, damn it.
Damn it! What's wrong?
We're also going to need a sample of her blood, which, if we could get that, we wouldn't even be trying to do this in the first place.
Hello, we have Serana's blood. You share her blood, dummy. Aren't you her daughter?
Not bad. We'd better hope that's good enough. Mistakes with these kind of portals can be gruesome. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get started.
Are all of those ingredients here? Bethesda,
oh,
come on!
Mother would have plenty of those materials in her laboratory. You just need to find them.
Okay, I know I can be a dummy at times, but I'm not that dumb. All right. Take soul... Oh, gosh dang it! Okay, maybe I am that dumb. There's a difference between soul gem fragments and soul gem shards. There we go. Okay. All right, so let me place the ingredients in the vessel. I assume this is the vessel, you know? Okay, so can I just drop ingredients? Okay, it's not in my alchemy ingredients, because that would make sense. No, it would be... Here we go. It would be in the, quest items cannot be removed from my inventory. I was gonna drop them in this bin, or in this bowl. I guess that's not right. Oh, it's up there! It's up on this balcony. Okay. Okay, never mind. I just said a second ago, Bethesda, I'm not a dummy, but... Okay, no. Maybe I am, but that's okay. Fill portal vessel. Boop, boop, boop. We got everything in there. All right, speak to Serana. Serana, it's all you.
Then the rest is up to me.
The rest is up to you.
Are you ready to go? I'm not entirely sure what this thing is going to do when I add my blood.
I believe it'll open, and then you jump in. Oh, can I ask you something first?
Of course. What is it?
What will you do if we find your mother? I don't know. I would kind of hope that Serrano... I mean, I've never met Serrano's mother before, but I don't know. I don't know if she's going to try to kill her or not, I guess.
I've been asking myself the same thing since we came back to the castle. She was so sure of what we did to my father. I couldn't help but go along with her. I never thought of the cost.
Because, I mean, I feel like Larkin is a fan of Serrana. He's also a really big fan of that Elder Scroll. But... Alright, yep, sorry about that. Yeah, But, so, yeah, is Serrana gonna give her mother a big hug or stab her? It sounds like she did everything for your sake.
Possibly. I guess even a vampire mother is still a mother. She worried about me. About all of us. But she wanted to get me as far away from my father as possible before he really went over the edge.
We won't know until we find her.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I just didn't expect anyone to care how I felt about her. Thank you. Are we ready then?
I think so. Let's get that portal open!
All right. Here goes.
Oh, boy. Here she goes. She's gonna... Oh, yeah. Bit her own wrist. Dropping some blood into the portal. There we go. Enter the Soul Cairn.
Created a portal of the Soul Cairn. Incredible.
And we'll do that in the next episode. No, I'm just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. But no, I am gonna end off the episode here in a minute. But first, let's definitely get into that Soul Cairn. I am curious. Oh, my lord. Here we go. Cannonball! I'm just kidding. To the Soul Cairn.
Let's go. My mother must be waiting on the other side of that thing.
Wow. Started beyond death. Locate Valerica.
Look at this place. I can't imagine choosing to come here. My mother must have been terrified.
Okay, and is this our way out? To Volokar Ruins, yeah. You know, what is to stop souls from running out of this place? You know, wouldn't people want to escape? Shouldn't this portal be closed behind us? I don't know. We're in some sort of... Okay, right off the bat, like, this is all just like... These are all gigantic standing stones that are crumbled in ruins.
My mother must have been terrified.
And there's like a large fence going around the whole place. Here, we have a ghost right here. Let's talk to this guy. Who is this? Talk to Soul.
The clouds, the sky. It's all wrong. Everything's wrong.
Oh, does he not even know he's here?
Look at the sky. What kind of place is this?
You know, oh my gosh, that poor guy. He's probably expecting to be in Sovngarde right now. Harvest Soul Fissure! Soul harvested, what does that mean? Is that an ingredient? What is Soul Fissure? No, it's not an ingredient. Did I just fill a soul gem? I don't know what I just did. What did I harvest? I don't know, I might have just filled a soul gem. What about this guy? Talk to Soul.
What am I doing here? I don't belong in a place like this.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I so hope, ladies and gentlemen, I so hope this is a quest.
Let's keep moving.
Is there a quest where I can destroy the Soul Cairn? Can I set all these souls free? Will this hurt me? No. Okay. I don't know if I can. Yet. But, okay, and Valerica is way over here. Yeah, I don't know if I can. Ooh, there's a potion and stuff up there. How do I get up there? Can I use Unrelenting Force on it?
Force Brother!
Nope, didn't budge. These are all, like, ethereal bones. Everything is very ethereal in here. But yeah, if that's a quest option, I don't know if it is, but I feel like it might be. I want to destroy the Soul Cairn and set all these poor souls free. But then also, being in a true gaming fashion as well, it's either going to be, you could destroy the Soul Cairn, or you could take this incredible weapon or this amazing power. Oh my lord. Here's another soul. Talk soul.
This is no place for you.
I feel like this guy has been here a minute and he knows a thing! A horse! A horse is in here! I remember this! I can get a horse! Horsey! Come back! Horse! Hang on! Horse! Horse! He's running! Ah! He is running away from me! Ride horse! Ride horse! Oh, okay. He disappeared. Looks like we have a house, though. Or a house with bars. There's no chain to open up the bars. I can't go in that building. Okay, this is a very spooky house on a hill. And we got lightning in here. I don't know why I'm pulling out my sword, as if it's gonna do any good in this place. This house on a hill is freaky as crap. Going on. Oh, okay. We have another conjured horse. I am pretty sure I can get a conjured horse out of this place. Alright, this is a very creepy gothic looking house, and its turrets at the top are made of broken floating bricks. But I assume in here is Serana's mother. Okay, here we are. We're at the steps of this building. Oh, it's a person right here. Oh, wait, what? I can't walk any further.
Mother?
Oh, okay.
Mother.
It can't be. Serana?
Serana?
Is it really you? I can't believe it. How do we get inside? We have to talk.
Serana, what are you doing here? Where's your father?
He doesn't know we're here. I don't have time to explain.
I must have failed. Harkon's found a way to decipher the prophecy, hasn't he?
No, you've got it all wrong. We're here to complete the prophecy our way, not his.
Wait a moment. You've brought a stranger here? Have you lost your mind?
No, you don't...
You, come forward. I would speak with you. So how is it
you don't understand.
To pass that a vampire of mixed blood is in the company of my daughter?
I am Dragonborn, lady. I saved her from your foolish plan. No, I've been keeping her safe. I'm just here for the Elder Scroll. You know, she cares about Serana, so I'm going to try to stay in her good graces here. I've been keeping her safe.
Safe? You call bringing her here safe? Has she explained nothing to you? Serana
literally,
has sacrificed
no, she has not.
Everything to prevent Harkon from completing the prophecy. I would have expected her to explain that to you.
And that's why I'm here for the Elder Scroll.
You think I'd have the audacity to place my own daughter in that tomb for the protection of her Elder Scroll alone? The scrolls are merely a means to an end. The key to the tyranny of the sun is Serana herself.
Interesting. Serana's the key. How is that? What do you mean?
When I fled Castle Volgahar, I fled with two Elder Scrolls.
She's pacing.
The scroll I presume you found with Serana speaks of Ariel and his arcane weapon, Ariel's bow. The second scroll declares that the blood of Cold Harbor's daughter will blind the eye of the dragon.
Okay, hang on. Cold Harbor's daughter. That rings a bell. What is Cold Harbor? Is Cold Harbor Molag Bal's plane of existence? Okay, I don't know here. I'm just going to keep on going. My head's kind of spinning now. How does Serana fit in?
Like myself, Serana was a human once. We were devout followers of Lord Molag Bal. Tradition dictates the females be offered to Molag Bal on his summoning day. Few survive the ordeal. Those that do emerge as a pure-blooded vampire. We call such confluences the Daughters of Cold Harbor.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and the Tyranny of the Sun, that allows Verana, vampires to walk around in the sunlight. The Tyranny of the Sun requires Cold Harbor?
It's what some call the domain of Molag Bal.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
His place in Oblivion.
His place in Oblivion. Serana underwent this ritual willingly?
It was expected of her, just as it was expected of me. Being selected as an offering to Molag Bal is an honor. She wouldn't have dared turn her back on that.
Okay, the Tyranny of the Sun requires Serana's blood.
Now you're beginning to see why I wanted to protect Serana, and why I've kept the other Elder Scroll as far from her as possible.
Are you saying Harkon means to kill her?
If Harkon obtained Ariel's bow, and Serana's blood was used to taint the weapon, the Tyranny of the Sun would be complete. In his eyes, she'd be dying for the good of all vampires.
Got it. Yeah, haven't I had Ariel's bow at one point in time? I know that's a unique weapon. I would never allow this to happen.
And how exactly do you plan on completing the prophecy without the death of my daughter?
Perhaps her death is destined. I'll kill Harkon. I'll need your help.
Have you been listening to me? Like Serana, I'm a pure-blooded vampire. My presence on Tamriel is as much of a danger as hers.
And Serana's opinion in this?
You care nothing for Serana, or our plight. You see the Tyranny of the Sun as your chance at deification. And like Harkon, you won't hesitate to destroy anything that stands in your path.
She is very accusatory. So Serana believes in me, why don't you?
Serana? This stranger may call himself a vampire, but he knows nothing of our struggle. Why should I entrust you to him?
This stranger has done more for me in the brief time I've known him than you've done in centuries.
How dare you? I gave up everything I cared about to protect you from that fanatic you call a father.
Yes, he's a fanatic. He's changed. But he's still my father. Why can't you understand how that makes me feel?
Oh, Serana, if you'd only open your eyes. The moment your father discovers your role in the prophecy, that he needs your blood, you'll be in terrible danger.
So to protect me, you decided to shut me away from everything I cared about. You never asked me if hiding me in that tomb was the best course of action. You just expected me to follow you blindly. Both of you were obsessed with your own paths. Your motivations might have been different, but in the end, I'm still just a pawn to you two. I want us to be a family again. But I don't know if we can ever have that. Maybe we don't deserve that kind of happiness. Maybe it isn't for us. But we have to stop him, before he goes too far. And to do that, we need the Elder Scroll.
I'm sorry, Serana. I didn't know. I didn't see. I've allowed my hatred of your father to estrange us for too long. Forgive me. If you want the Elder Scroll, it's yours. Your intentions are still somewhat unclear to me. But for Serana's sake, I'll assist you in any way that I can.
Do you have the Elder Scroll with you?
Yes. I've kept it safely secured here ever since I was imprisoned. Fortunately, you're in a position to breach the barrier that surrounds these ruins.
What do we need to do?
You need to locate the tallest of the rocky spires that surround these ruins. At their bases, the barrier's energy is being drawn from unfortunate souls that have been exiled here. Destroy the keepers that are tending them, and it should bring the barrier down.
We'll return soon.
One more word of warning. There's a dragon that calls itself Durnavir roaming the cairn. Be wary of him. The Ideal Masters have charged him with overseeing the Keepers, and will undoubtedly intervene if you're perceived as a threat.
Perfect. Kill the Boneyard Keepers. You know what? I would expect nothing less.
And keep my daughter safe.
I would expect nothing less for there to be some ethereal soul of a dragon here guarding this crazy place. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to end this episode. And in the next one, we are going to breach this building, and or at least try to. I don't know how difficult it's going to be to kill these Boneyard Keepers and then get ourselves the Elder Scroll. And with that said, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.